Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And business people are always looking for the magic formula. The one word, the one sentence, the one blog post, the one article that's going to help them just break out and become very successful. But we understand that it takes a lot of focus and time to find the right direction, to find the right formula, to find the right recipe. And knowing how to get, keep, and service your customers to make a profit is the answer. Those are really simple words. Know how to keep, how to get, and how to service your customers. Simple words, but really takes a lot of thought. Because I'll hear for all the time that the salespeople that I come across will say, gosh whiz, I can really sell it once I have the prospect in my hand, once I have the lead, or business people will tell me that a salesperson said that. But that's not really the answer. The answer is you have to have the prospect first. You have to understand who the customer is. You have to understand what they want, what they need, how you're going to be able to service them, how you're going to be able to give them what you promised them. Because there are salespeople out there that will promise anything, but they will not necessarily be able to deliver what they promise. And then, of course, we can't keep the customer. So it's always about getting the customer, keeping the customer, and servicing the customer. And if you write those three words down, and then you start to look through your process in your company and say, do we do those things? How well do we do them? What aren't we doing well? What part of it is there a breakdown? What part of it is keeping us from getting to where we need to be? What part? Then if you do that, and you continually do that, and you just don't do it one time, you do it consistently every single day. How do I get? How do I keep? How do I service clients? How does it all tie into the big picture? How is my customer service? How are my profits? How are my profit margins? How is my pricing or estimating? How's my inventory? It just goes on and on and on. And people will say to me, and someone just said this to me this morning, I'd like to wake up and not have a problem. My response to that is if you do that, you won't have a business because businesses create problems. And what we try to do in business is we try to anticipate what we need to do to make it right. We try to anticipate the problem before it happens. We try to put things into place that will stop the problem from happening. And when the problem does happen, we change procedures. We change the way we think. We talk to the people who created the problem. We see where the problem was. We see where the breakdown was so we can get, keep, and service customers. That should be your motto. That should be your mantra. That should be the words that are stuck in your head anytime something comes up. Every single day you need to think about it. Because it's the three things, the three tenets that will make you very successful. So let's get to it. Let's get some customers, keep some customers, and let's see how we're servicing them. And then today will be successful, tomorrow will be successful, and before we know it, the year will be over, and we'll go, wow, what a great year. And we'll start all over again. Every day starts all over again. Every day is the opportunity to be successful. Every day is the opportunity to make a profit. Every day is the opportunity to cover our losses from another day. You can and will do this. You are business people. You're not order takers. You're not someone that has a job. You are business people, and business people thrive, and business people face the challenges, and they make it happen. And, of course, this is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.